Good morning, some. Dense fog developed overnight across parts of the area. That's starting to diminish now. Still, the visibility could be lower for a few spots for the early morning commute. Then, as we get deeper into the morning, and especially this afternoon, high pressure will build in behind yesterday's system that brought the rain to the area. And more in the way of sunshine will break out, along with a light northerly breeze. The combination of the sun and the wind will dry things out even further and allow temperatures to reach into the lower to mid-60s on average for afternoon highs. The high pressure center will be overhead tonight and skies will be mostly clear. With light winds, temperatures will drop quickly after sunset, all the way down into the lower to mid-40s in the valleys. In the northern part of New York and New England, and especially across the higher terrain, 30s for overnight lows, and some spots may even see frost by early morning tomorrow. So a chilly start for our Tuesday, but that same high pressure center will dominate the weather, keeping it mostly sunny. Some clouds will tend to mix in during the afternoon, but not before temperatures reach into the lower 70s for afternoon highs. With that high hanging on into the day on Wednesday, we'll see temperatures reach into the mid-70s with a mix of sun and clouds. By Thursday, the next system will approach from the west. Sunshine to start, then increasing clouds during the day. As the front draws closer, we'll pick up at least the chance of showers by sunset and especially into Thursday night. In the afternoon, Thursday's high temperatures will be back into the lower 70s. Overnight, more showers will linger into the early morning hours on Friday, then mostly sunny, breezy, and cooler during the day as a new area of high pressure builds in for the end of the week. High temperatures on Friday will be in the lower 60s. We'll start out dry on Saturday, then another warm front approaches from the south. Temperatures out ahead of this front will make it into the upper 60s, though we do run the risk of some scattered showers. Behind the warm front on Sunday, we should surge all the way into the upper 70s to around 80, and the increase in humidity may lead to a few showers and thunderstorms by the end of the weekend. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a heat wave is in progress across the desert southwest underneath an upper-level ridge with temperatures near or slightly above 100 degrees for the lower elevations of Arizona, southern Nevada, and eastern California. An excessive heat watch is in effect as we get into the middle of the week. Elsewhere, scattered showers and a few thunderstorms are expected from the Pacific Northwest to the northern Intermountain West and Rockies as a cold front moves in from the eastern Pacific. Locally enhanced, heavier rainfall is possible for the windward terrain. And across the north-central United States, a low-pressure center tracking eastward across South Dakota and into Minnesota will support scattered showers and thunderstorms with rainfall amounts approaching an inch for the eastern Dakotas and western Minnesota. At Mount Washington this morning, 80 miles visibility under partly cloudy skies and 30 degrees with a northwest wind at 33 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 4 below zero. In Albany on the hour, 10 miles visibility and cloudy skies, 54 degrees, the dew point 52, 93% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.02 inches, and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 110 degrees at Thermal and Death Valley, both in California, to a low of 24 at Aspen Springs and Gothic, both in Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny, near 70, Boston partly sunny and breezy in the upper 50s, and in Buffalo, increasing sunshine with highs in the lower 60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 65 degrees, the low 54, the average temperature 60, that's 5 degrees above normal. 0.13 of an inch of rain yesterday for the month, now 0.34, which is still 0.31 of an inch below normal, and 13.04 inches of liquid equivalent precipitation and rain since January 1st, which is 1.22 inches above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 67 degrees, the average low 44. The record high 92 set in 1930, and the record low 29 in 1874. Sunrise this morning was at 5:42 a.m., sunset this evening 8:02 p.m., 14 hours and 20 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing sunshine today with highs in the lower 60s. mostly clear tonight with lows in the 30s for the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Increasing sunshine today with highs in the middle and upper 60s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks. Increasing sunshine today with highs in the lower to mid 60s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, increasing sunshine today with highs in the mid 60s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower to mid 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Increasing sunshine today with highs in the mid-60s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower to mid-40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, milder, lower 70s, a mix of sun and clouds, mid-70s on Wednesday. Sunshine on Thursday morning, giving way to increasing clouds in the afternoon and some late-day showers possible, lower 70s, more showers Thursday night. Dry on Friday with mostly sunny skies, breezy and cooler, back to the lower 60s. A chance of showers Saturday in the middle and upper 60s, and warmer on Sunday with a mix of sun and clouds into the upper 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.